It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have got the student body from, well, not the student body, let's put it that way, some student body officers. I don't think my studio is big enough for the student body, but I've got some student body officers with me today from Mont Harmon Middle School. I've got Reese Timothy. He is the 8th grade vice president. I've got Bryken Preston, student body representative, Swayze Fryer, student body secretary, and Casey Richardson, student body president. We thought we'd talk with them today in our school district update about, you know, what it takes to be a member of the student government up there, what they do, all the great things they plan. And then they actually have an event coming up, and it's really a big one. It's Red Ribbon Week, and we're going to talk about that. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
So let's start with Reese Timothy first. Reese, step up to the microphone there for me. Reese, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. So 8th grade vice president. So this is like your last year at Mont Harmon, huh?
Yeah.
Is this your first year, or have you done student government before?
I did student government in 6th grade.
Did you?
Yeah.
And so do you like that? Do you like being able to, you know, help out your students and your friends and things and help plan things at the school? Is that why you keep doing it?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk for just a moment about some of the things that you guys get to do as student body officers up there at Mont Harmon. So do you sit out at the beginning of the year? Do you start at the beginning of every month and say, okay, we've got this plan for this week, this plan for this week? How does the planning process work?
So we do committees, and like we switch every like quarter. So we all do different ones at different times.
Mm-hmm. And what committee are you on right now?
I am on recycling and custodial.
Do you like that?
Yeah.
Is there a lot involved into it, or...
Yeah, there's quite a bit. We, like, go help janitors clean and stuff.
And have you got things set up at the school as far as recycling and those types of things as well?
Yeah.
That help out around the school?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. All right, see, Reese, all this time you were worrying and you're done now. All right, thank you so much. We're going to bring Swayze Fryer up. She is the student body secretary. Swayze, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
I am doing well. Swayze, it's being student body secretary, I assume you're in 8th grade as well?
Nope, I'm in 7th grade.
How does that happen?
Well, I'm the only one who ran.
Oh, well, good for you then. You saw a need and you took care of that. Now, are you on any committees?
Yes, I'm on teacher help.
And what does the teacher help committee do?
So we just go around helping teachers if they email Miss Buscarini, or we just help out with anything Miss Buscarini needs.
Very, very good. Now, is this your first, is this the first time you've been in a student body position, or have you done it before?
So in 5th grade, I ran for president, and I was the president, but this is my first time doing student government at Mont Harmon.
Okay. So the other question that I have is this something that you see yourself continuing to do? Do you like being part of the student body or the student government?
Yeah, I think student government is really fun, and we just have a lot of fun every day.
All right. Well, Swayze, thank you so very much. Now, we're going to bring in Bryken Preston. He is the student body representative. And Bryken, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, Bryken, what grade are you in? Before I get myself into that trouble again.
I am in 8th grade.
You in 8th grade? So, yeah. Is this your first year as part of student government, or have you done it in the past?
It is my first year in student government.
How are you liking it?
It's super fun. I get to be with all my friends and do fun things. It's super fun.
And it's probably kind of nice to be able to look and say, okay, I think the kids here, I think everybody here at the school would like this activity, and let's work towards this and work towards that, right? You like that part of it?
Yeah.
So let's talk about Red Ribbon Week, because I heard that you're on the Red Ribbon Week committee.
Yes, that is true.
And I even heard that possibly you're in charge of Red Ribbon Week.
I don't think that is true, but...
Okay, well, either way, let's talk about Red Ribbon Week for just a moment. What kind of activities do you have tied into Red Ribbon Week, and what is Red Ribbon Week all about?
So, Red Ribbon Week is basically about, like, don't doing drugs or alcohol. So, a day, every day during a certain week, we do, like, dress-up stuff, and we do different lunch activities... And it's just really fun, and we just But everything is related to, like, don't do drugs, don't do alcohol, and we have, like, different phrases.
So it's another one of those things that they do to allow you guys to have fun, but you're learning at the same time.
Yes.
Bummer deal, huh?
I know.
No, Red Ribbon Week. Red Ribbon Week is a great week, and it's been around. Red Ribbon Week has been around since I've been in school. That was a long time ago. Long time ago. Do you like planning activities and things like that, too?
Yeah, I like planning activities. It's super fun. In fact, we did this thing where we went around and took pictures of all the teachers and staff's hands, and then the students are going to have to guess which hand is that. And it's like all hands on deck at Mott Harmon. We're all drug-free.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah. What,
and do you have a great prize for whoever wins?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'm just putting that out there. I'm just putting that out there. That's okay, though.
It's a good idea, though.
It is a good idea. It'll be a lot of fun. All right, Bryken, thank you so much. Casey Richardson, student body president, we're going to bring you in and let you bring it home. How are you this morning?
Great.
How is it working with these guys?
It's a blast.
You enjoy it?
Yeah.
Now, being the student body president, have you dabbled in student government before? Have you been in it?
Yeah, fifth through eighth grade.
So you've been in it every year?
Yeah.
And you like it so much? You're mm-hmm. going to run again. You're
so
going to keep going with it?
Yeah.
You like it. What do you like about student government?
It's a class period where I get to become a leader, and I get to be with all my friends, and we get to do all sorts of fun stuff.
And I've kind of asked the same question to everybody, and I would assume your answer is going to be the same. What do you like the most about, you know, being in student government and helping kind of plan out what's going to happen at the school and those kinds of things?
I think the dances, when we plan the dances, that's always so fun, and just all the activities that we do.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it. We've been talking with Reese Timothy, Bryken Preston, Swayze Fryer, and Casey Richardson, all members of the student government at Mott Harmon Middle School. Thanks once again for coming in, and we're going to let you get to school now, okay? All right. Thanks, guys. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.